So, okay, we're here. We finished our introduction, and we are ready to talk about the inyanim of Aveda that have to do not simply with the Aveda on the level of the original Avodah Shamrai, but an Aveda that has to do, as the Rabbeinu Bachya points out, his understanding of the reason for the separation between the mitzvah of Chag HaSukkot and the Eilam Mo'adei Hashem. And then a separate opening, once again, of Ach, B'yom HaMishah, Sarba Ospechem, is because we need to fix things. And it's not simply that we're reliving the elements of Gan Eden, but that we're taking the Kalim that we take. L'chapera k'ukulo sh'avinu harishon sh'aya b'zman hazeh. This is how he defines in Emor the nature of Chag HaSukkot. Now, that tikkun has to be expressed in some kind of change that is going to be dealing with what it is that was messed up, right? Now we know that what we try to do is, yes, we're certainly trying to provide for the Shmira, because if that's all the things that we pray for, and that's all of the things that our Oshanas were for. But let's talk about the strange things that actually happen on Chag HaSukkot. So it says, that in Ezra, it says an amazing thing. Lo asu k'sukkot hazeh mi'imos Yoshua ben Nun, but it spells Yoshua without its vav. And the Gemara says that Yoshua messed up. How did he mess up? He did not destroy the Yetzer Hara on Sukkot. Destroy the Yetzer Hara on Sukkot? Yes, surprisingly, we have the story. Do you have mine in the notes? So give me the Gemara and Sukkah. I have one place where I bring all the sugyas together, I believe. No, this is the, no, I want the Gemara. Yeah, so that was the mission. Thank you. So, I will read to you this story, okay? There's something very crazy that happens during Sukkot. As you know, one of the dinim in the actual Seder Kachin, which we haven't learned yet because we didn't do Midas, but which we'll be getting to very soon in Midas, is that there was an Ezrat Nashim in the Beis HaMikdash that was formed with a Gezuz Tra. So there was a second story balcony, which became the dugma in Schultz to put up a balcony for the women. Alon, tonight is not that night. You remember, for Frodo, today is not that day. The time to sleep may come, but today is not that day. Right. So, what happens is, that we'll see in the Mishnah, that they built an Ezrat Nashim in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah asks, what is the heter? You're not allowed to change the shape of the Beis HaMikdash. It was given to Shmuel, it was given in the Megillah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you get this idea that you're going to put in a Gezuz Tra in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says the craziest answer. The answer is that they found a pasuk that says that they have to put this change into the Beis HaMikdash. A pasuk, no less. What is the pasuk? So you'll notice that what we read in our Haftorahs on Sukkot are all about Gog u'Magog, ultimate tikkun, the end of time. Okay. So it says that when it came to the Matzah Yantip, they made a tikkun gadol. Now, when he talks about tikkun, Rabbi Nubacha says, tikkun. And that's what we're here for on Chag HaSukkot. It says in the Gemara, what is just tikkun? It's a tikkun gadol that they built an Ezra Sinashi. My tikkun gadol. What is that? Well, Amar Rabbi Elazar, that's the Mishnah, which we're about to learn in Midot. Chalakai Tabrishonah. Used to be that it just went straight up. והקיפוה בזוסטרה, והתקינו שיהיו אנשים יושבות מלמעלה ואנשים מלמטה. תנו רבונה. בראשונה היו נשים בפנים. It used to be that the men were in the Ezra's Nashi, and the women were inside. The women were the only one who could come all the way inside, and the men would be on the outside. So because of that, you ba'im l'day kalus rosh. So the women would have to go out between the men. That's all Me Too stuff. You can't have women going out between men. So because of that, they changed it. So itkinu she'nashim yashvot mibachut. So they had to protect them. So they had the women outside and the men inside. That way the women could get out of the way before these monsters come out. And that way they wouldn't be ba'im l'day kalus rosh. Right? Okay. Which is the opposite of the way you girls normally feel, right? That you're thrown outside. Actually, it started off the opposite. But it wasn't good enough. Adayin al yabim l'day kalus rosh. It was still too much mixture. So, itkinu she'yu nashim yashvot milamala. The women should be on top. And the men should be on the bottom. What right did you have to do that? V'aktiv ha'kol b'chtav b'yad Hashem amai iskil. It says that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What right? Amar Rav, kro ashkhu v'dorosh. They found a pasuk, and that pasuk told them they had to change the Beis HaMikdash. What was the pasuk? V'safta ha'aretz mishpachot mishpachot levad, mishpachat Beit David levad, v'sheyem levad. There was a tremendous, this all describes Le'atid Lava. It describes this immense hesped, in which the entire Mishpachas Beis David is there, all of Klal Yisrael is there, and the women are separate and the men are separate. We don't know what this hesped is yet. V'halot devarim kal v'chomer, umar la'atid lavo she'oski behesped ve'en yetzer hara sholeit behem. We're talking about a time where there is no yetzer hara. And everybody is involved in whatever this hesped was. It's a hesped. And it's after the time of Elam Hazeh, where there's the yetzer hara. And nonetheless, it says, Anashim Levad V'Nashim Levad. So if we're talking about nowadays, Achshav Shasukim B'Simcha, Yetzer HaShalit B'Malachat Kama V'Kama. So obviously, it's so important that this must be telling us the nature of the Binyan of the Migdash. How is this telling us the nature of the Binyan of the Migdash? Because the nature of the Migdash is ultimately the tikkun for whatever goes wrong. Remember, the essence of the Beis HaMikdash is kapora, is teshuva, is tikkun. If this is what is necessary, then it must be part of the actual binyan. And we only come to seeing it as part of the binyan on Sukkos. Says the Gemara, what was the hesped? What's this big hesped? It's a machlokas. Pligibar of this for Rabbanan. One says it's the hesped on the death of Mashiach ben Yosef. And one man, the Omer, says, no, it was the hesped on the Yetzer Hara that was killed. Says the Gemara, that's strange. I mean, because it says, Hibitu Elias Asher Dakaru, the one that they had murdered. The Softo Alav Kibispad Ala Yachid, they said a hesped like one would say on an only son. So the Gemara, according to Man Yomer, it's Mashiach ben Yosef, I understand why it's a hesped. But on the Yetzer Hara, why would we make a hesped? We should make a simcha. Why make a hesped? Simcha bar mamevet. Am I bochu? Why was everybody crying? Everybody was crying. Says Rabbi Yudah, Kedosh Rabbi Yudah, Natid lavo bivi HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyetzor v'sholchato, b'fei HaTzadik v'fei HaRashay. Everybody is crying. The tzaddikim are crying, how the heck was it possible for us to have made it through alive? This thing is horrific. How did we make it through? It's a har gavoa kaze. The rishayim are crying, this is nothing. This is stupid. This is like, how the heck did we fall for the stupidity and wreck our lives for nothing? Everybody's crying. So that's the husband. Speaking of differences in perspective. Okay. And the amazing thing is, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as shocked as they are. Kol Hashem Tzvaruch Ki Yipalei Be'enei Sherit HaAm HaZeh BaYamim HaEim Gam Be'inai Yipaleh, which is the tikkun we spoke about on Tisha B'Av. That's Eicha in reverse. How is this possible? How is this possible? Okay. Now, Tan Rabbanu, Mashiach ben David she'atid li'igalot b'merav yamenu, omer lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sh'al mimeni davar. Ask whatever you want. Ve'ten lecha. She'nemar ha'sapra el'chok, ani ha'yom yilidetichah. Sha'al mimeni ve'tnaguhim nachalatcha. I'll give you everything. Mashiach ben David sees Mashiach ben Yosef she'ne'erak. Omer lefanav, ribono shel olam, I don't want anything. Let me live. Eini mevakesh mipro. Ela chayim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayim. Ah! Ad shelo amarta, before you even ask. Kvar etnabe alecha David avicha. Shenemar chayim sha'al mimcha natata. He asked you for chayim. You gave him chayim. That's a given. Give him chayim. That's the end of the story. Then it talks about the Yetzer Hara and how terrible the Yetzer Hara is. And then it talks about at the end when it says that Ez hatzvone achik me'alechem. And it says all kinds of weird lashonas. Ve'ala ba'asho. The stench from the Yetzer is horrific. Vatal tzachanato. Nauseating. Sheminiach umot olam. He doesn't even bother with the goyim. All he does is attack Yisrael. And he's mitkareh b'saneim shal Yisrael. And then it says, ki dil asot. Oh man, was he powerful. Omer Abaye, that is betamidei chachomim yeser bikula. Destroys tamidei chachomim more than anybody else. This is what happened to Abaye. Abaye himself. Yoda Abaye. Abaye hears this guy and a girl get together and they say, listen, why don't we, going the same way, why don't we travel through the night together? Like, oh boy, this sounds like trouble, says Abaye. I better go along with them and make sure they don't get into too much trouble. So Ozo Batrayo, he starts following them. He follows them. Tlata Parzi follows them. Where's the pages? You have the older pages? Here's the, I got it. He follows them through a agam. Nice, beautiful. It's an agam achula. I know it's very romantic. Everything's wonderful, right? And he's figuring, okay, any minute the action's going to start. And then all of a sudden, they say goodnight to each other and they split. When they're splitting with each other, he hears boy tell girl, it's been so sweet. Safsim Basima. It's really such sweet company. I enjoyed every minute. Uruch and Rechika, we have a long way to go. See you later. Abaya breaks down. As Iman Dasani Lee, if it would be my enemy, meaning myself, there's no way I wouldn't be sleeping with that girl. It's absolutely insane. Like, how is this possible that this guy just says bye-bye and everything is so sweet? I understand it. Lo ave matziluku min afsha. I never would have been able to control myself. So he goes back and he hangs himself up on the door and he's crying and he's in mitzdayer. So Eliyahu Navi comes along, Atahu Saba, and taught him. Kol agadol michavero yitzro gadol hemen. And this is where Abaye learned it from. That's the Talmidei Chachamim Yosher Mikula. That's the end of the story after giving us all the names of the Yitzhar and so on and so forth. Which means that Sukkot's time is the Zman of the Tikkun of the Yitzhar. Now somehow or other this relates directly to the entire process. So that what we talked about before of the Lo asu ketsukas hazeh, lechemes gogol mogog. And the idea, anybody who doesn't come up among the Yumas Ha'ilam to be chegeg as chagasukas, haninu goyim amo, everybody understands the difference between Yisrael, Yumas Ha'ilam. The world is finally starting to function. It's an amazing world. And it all comes about with this idea of sukkas. Now, this is insane. Because how in the world are we supposed to understand the nature of a tikkun godol without a yetzer hara? What is the meaning of building a mechitza? I mean, I understand you're talking about Talmidei Chachamim, Yosef Mikulam, it's all very nice. I understand all of that. Of course, nobody takes into consideration today. I mean, on the contrary. the one person you trust, the Talmud, I mean, yeah, your daughter, you won't trust with anybody. But the Talmud Chacham, you trust, it's the last person you should trust, right? This is what it's saying. I mean, it's no joke. I mean, no, that doesn't mean that. Right. And you know the nonsensical perushim that they say. Means you have to make up for the difference of the madrega. You won't have any bechira. So it has to be a stronger yetzirah, the stupidity of it. The whole point of the Gemara is that Abaye says, I would not have been able to make it. It's not to make it up. It's worse. Objectively worse. It's not prorated. That's something else. That's protection. If they wouldn't have said, I have Yisrael Ba'akiva B'Torosei, but in terms, that's because it's a specific protection. The moment you take off the protection, Ba'akiva is the worst lab in the world. That's exactly what the Sultan was saying. But you think you have any power? You? Piece of garbage. You're worth 2 cents. I'll prove it to you. That's only because Talmid Chacham Yosef Bikulon, Rabbi Akiva was the one who was the most chasuk. You take off the shmirah from some shmo in the street, it'd be exactly the same. No. Right? That's the continuation of the Gemara. El Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shemrei, Eino Yochala. But now we're talking about no Yetzirah. Why do we need a Tikkun God? The answer, my friends, of why you need a Tikkun God is because of the whole point of Kohelet. What happened here, if we had been left with the getter of Chachma, with Kutchim as it could have been, then the nature of Aveda would have consisted of Sukkos and Mayim. But we were not left with that. What we did is we moved on to Das. Das is Tuma V'Taira. The reason that the Eid is not Mekabel Tuma is because it's prior to Adam. And anything which is prior to Adam cannot be Mekabel Tuma. That's why a behemoth cannot be Mekabel Tuma. Even a goy cannot be Mekabel Tuma. Only Adam is Mekabel Tuma. So it's the introduction of the possibility of Das that is the source of the concept of Tuma V'Taira. And that concept comes from Sukkos and Schach. That's what's astounding. What that means is that when Koheles, who starts off talking about Ani Koheles, Hayiti Melech, and so on and so forth, and he talks about Chochma, all of a sudden he starts on a quest for Das. Right? So I want to be Motzei Das for some reason. What was wrong with Chochma? The meaning of the quest for Das is a quest for Tuma, essentially, and is the creation of the Yetzer Hara. Why? Because the nature of Das is a specific connectedness. The specific connectedness is personal. And as the Rambam explains, the changing of a universal for a personal is the destruction of my separation. If you really are conscious and are part of the totality of life, then to turn something into something that is personal is insane. Because that takes you out of life, not brings you into life. Therefore, the quest for Das means you no longer have Chachma as a pristine reality. It means that you have this warped vision of reality, which you have to restore. Right? That's the given. And the way the Rambam brings this out is very beautiful. Because he says, what is the meaning of the word Tov Vara? Tov Vara doesn't mean anything. Tov Vara is entirely personal. There can't be Tov and Ra in an absolute sense. What would be Tov and what would be Ra? It would only be a question of to be or not to be. There cannot be any other question. So how could something be but be bad? Or be but be good? If it bees, then it is. And if it isn't, then it isn't. So what are we talking about? Only the personalization of my separation. That's what went wrong. And that destroys everything. So then that means the Eitz HaDaas Tov HaRa is the problem. The only way out of that problem is the reconstruction of Chochmah through the utilization of Das to understand what went wrong. That's called teshuva. The problem is that, as the Rambam says, teshuva is not a one-time event. Teshuva is la'amod b'tshuvato. You have to remain a Baal teshuva, always. Because the moment that you take off the investment of Das, which is the restoration of the Chochmah, then the warp exists still. Therefore, the Tikkun Godol becomes the essence of what the Beis HaMikdash is from this point on, not a description of something that needs to be done. In the very same way that we spoke about the roads to the Orei Miklat being essential for the time of Tikkun, in which Umol Hashem Elokechas Levavcha, as the Ramban says, that's the only time that you could have the Harchova of Eretz Yisrael. Which the question is, so then why do you need the Orei Miklat if there's no Yetzer Hara? Because without the Orei Miklat, you immediately go back to what was. It's only the extent of your recognition of what is wrong with your brains that allows you to live in a reality which is an invested in reality, so that the teshuva itself becomes the ultimate investment. That's the point. So what was once Chochmah as a given, which is the Keach of Ruach HaKodesh, becomes now something that needs to be fought for. The problem is, once it needs to be fought for, it can never be yours naturally. Therefore, Abaye is devastated. Because to me, I want this girl. Why doesn't he want her? And since I want her and I can't have her, I am devastated. Either don't want or have. But what is essentially coming out, and this is what drives Koheles crazy, because what you're saying is the only way out of the process of personalization is to lose that which is personal. But if I lose that which is personal, I have nothing in life. So I don't understand. Am I supposed to be working my life through and then leave it to some ass to take over? That's exactly what he says, right? Yesh ha'adam she'amalo is b'chochma u'bedaz b'kisharon v'la'adam asher lo amalvo yicheno chako. I'm supposed to leave this over to some fool. U'miyodeim chachamiyim sachal. This fool is going to take over my life, everything that I gave into the world, but I can't have it because I cannot have something that's personal, because I am smart enough to be Isaac in the very tikkun and investment of that which went wrong. So how in the world is Sukkos anything but misery? And this accounts for his entire Sefer Kohelet, the whole first part of it. It's crazy. Mosif Das, Mosif Machov. The more you invest with the Das, the more miserable you have to be. Not as the portion of Pshat is because the Das itself leads you to bad, but because the Das leads you to good. So the Tikkun Godol, which is the Teshuva, becomes a problem for you for the rest of your life. So what are you going to have? You're not going to have anything. So you lose all personalization. That is the Hesped on Mashiach Ben Yosef. That's exactly what happened to Yosef. This is the idea. Yosef Hashem li ben Acher. This is Hanina ben Dosa. This is all the Yosefs. Kol olam kulo nizam b'shvil Hanina ben. And Hanina ben, he doesn't have anything to eat. The bringing of life to the rest of the world requires an investment in which you cannot personalize. So therefore, if Yosef, as the Medrash says, if Yosef HaTzadik would have taken 5 cents worth of what it was that he brought into Paro for the riches of Kol Olam Kulo, the whole thing would have collapsed. Not one penny was his. That is exactly the machlokas over here. What is the bigger tragedy? Is it the death of the Yetzer Hara, or the implications that that makes in terms of a tikkun godol of the destruction of Yosef? And therefore, Mashiach ben David says, I don't want anything. I need to go through this hell. Let me live. Just let me live. It's all I want. Amazing. Oh, what a Gemara, no? Incredible. Chaim Shalom. That's all. Eini mevakesh klum. I don't want anything. This is such an amazing machlokas in the Gemara. And it's how to look at the essential problem. Which hesped was it? But those hespedim are profoundly interrelated, those hespedim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer that for you, life is a given, you're shocking. Chayim sha'al mimcha natatam. That was already part of what was there before. How could it be before? Only because somehow or other there is a tikkun. But then where did that tikkun come from? And this is what Qohelet is bothered by. Where does that tikkun essentially come from? And amazingly, Shmuel, amazingly, Qohelet himself arrives ultimately at the same point. And this was the transition in Qohelet's own personal life, which ani, Qohelet, hayiti melech al Yisrael. That's the question. Did he ever become a melech again? Did he lose the malchus in terms of relating to Ra and the whole mitzvah of the shadim and so on? The deepest shutafut is the Ba'os Pechem. Ba'os Pechem, as it says over here, Ach Bechamisha, Sayon, Lechodesh Hashvi, Ba'os Pechem, when you're collecting all of the stuff that you worked on the whole time. Now your life is over, or now the year is over. It's the same idea, right? That turns out, remarkably, to be the actual solution that the Torah is offering. It's much more than what the Chinuch simply hints at, much deeper than that. Because the Nekuda over here is as follows. Take a look in Qohelet itself. The Gemara points out the contradictions in Qohelet. First, he says, what a bunch of garbage. The Simcha, Mazar Osa, ridiculous. And he says, V'shabeach ani et ha-simcha, there's nothing better in life than just to enjoy yourself and have happiness. Make up your mind. They want to throw it out. They want it to be gone. He's crazy. He keeps contradicting himself. We start off with, I found nothing worse in this world than women. At the end, what does he say? I understand. Make up your mind. This is good or this is bad? How is this going to be an answer if this is the problem? It doesn't seem to make any sense at all. In the beginning, all he's talking about is chokhmah. In the end, all he's talking about is maisa. Everything is in terms of chelkacha. You want to understand things? There's no way that you're ever you will not be able to consciously recreate the entire picture. You personalize and it remains that way. But there is a solution. That solution is rather complex, but it's straightforward, essentially. And this is an amazing thing that both the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Bach and the Karakemach Moshe pointed this out. Use the same mushal. I mean, it's probable that the Karakemach does it because of the Rambam, but Lamaisa. It's quite amazing that the Rambam talks about the way, let me read it to you actually, again, forgot that I did prepare my sources, and I can barely see it, unfortunately. Is this the Rambam here? Yes, it is, the Mordevoy. No, I think it's the other Mordevoy. No, this is the D book that we spoke about. This is the Mordevoy. So. רגע. חשבתי שאתה בורח. קרפטון ומרקין. Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Yeah. So the Rambam brings in the Hakadol Matur Mordevuchim. it says, you know, we find that all of life has to do with Biyada Nevi'im Adameh, Chot Chida Mishol Mashal, or Halom Mishal Mishalimu, says the Navi, Velavin Mashal Melitza, Divrei Chachamim V'chidatam, goes through an entire idea of how it is that the only way to understand things is by reducing them. Reducing them to some simple element of Elam Hazeh, which you would be convinced will offer you no insight. And yet, says the Rambam, what it's saying over here is very clearly that if you understand the simple nature of relationships that are being given as this mashal, that and only that is the way that you will understand the Divrei Torah that are innate in that mashal. I never saw that an intelligent human being would think, this is an amazing thing, I never saw an intelligent human being, that when it's talking about the Divrei Torah over here, that you will understand derech mashal. You don't really think that that's referring to a sukkah or a lulav, do you? What? That would be ridiculous. Why would you need that for sukkah or a lulav? Now listen, the Rambam writes, incredibly, when he wants to talk about das, listen to this. V'omdam, this is from the Pirush HaMishnayos, okay? Now, he writes 30 pages or so of an introduction to das in Seder Tirus, okay? And he starts explaining. Now listen here. If you want to ever understand anything, believe me, you either know this by heart, as well as you know Kriyat Shema, or you'll never understand anything. And he speaks for 4 pages about proofs that that's true, and that Tirus is not like anything else. And at the end he says, V'omnam amarti l'cha kol zeh ha-ma'amar. Look, the reason I'm talking this long is because shelo tachshov hadibur be'elu ha'inyanim. You should never think that what we're talking about, the Seder, which is called Das, and Tirus, it's like Hadibur Besukah Belulav. What? He does it again. Don't make the mistake of thinking this is about a sukkah or a lulav. Oh, no. This is serious. Because, I mean, those things, you'll think about that like just surface, you know. V'tachshov shekvar hishlamta davar. You know, you think you understand everything. Because, I mean, you know Masechta Sukkah, don't you? I mean, you know all the measurements and everything, right? I mean, that's what you need to know. Bull. And this is exactly what the Kadah Kemach says. Because what you're looking at is that everything has two completely different levels. Now, the introduction of a level which is called Nigla and a level that is called Nistar, which both of them bring from the Pas of Tapuchei Zahav B'maskiyot Kesef, in which you are using things that are made out of gold, but they're covered with cheapo, just silver. Yeah, I mean, I'm not putting down, you know, circumvallo. It may be a silver basket, but you don't get the view of the golden realities that are inside, do you? You think that you understand something because you know how to add up a couple of simple halachas, halachas lulav, you know, and everybody's sitting there bringing you their lulav and esrog, and you're paskening halachas. You're a genius, you know. You don't know a thing about anything. Let me make that very clear to you. Because certainly that is not what the pasuk is referring to when it's talking about Mishalim, it's talking about Das. It is not talking about the Sukkah and Lulav that you think you're talking about. That's the point. It's amazing to bring Dafka, Sukkah, and Lulav. Oh, my God. Right? I mean, he brings one other Mishal, which comes directly from Gan Eden, but I want to schlep to you. But that's, or he says, Sukkah, Lulav, or the din of Shemrim. Why the din of Shemrim? Shlichus Yad, Pen Yishlach Yadov Yikach Me'etzah. It's amazing. Those are his three mishalim, right? So you think you know something about something. You don't know anything about anything because you haven't started at the beginning to understand the internal meaning of any of this stuff. Amazing statement. So what this means is, here, let me just give you that piece for Karo, otherwise I get in my way. You handle them for me, please. Okay? Oh, I need the czar. Can you find me the czar? And then I will bring you like the Pusik, where we see what it is that Koheles is finally about. You got the czar? Let me see. And let me see also page one that has the quotes from Koheles. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, first of all, there's a number of what appears to be completely unrelated issues. Hachochma ta'oz lechacham me'asara shalitim asher hayu be'ir. I need page two. Also. Why? Next passage. Ki adam ein tzadik baretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. What in the world does that have to do with the other thing? And because of that, I thought I was really bright. All of this stuff, which is, as the Ebenezer says, Ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz, chazar leva'er inyan al tihi tzadik arbe. Harbe. Ki lo tuchal, shelo techta. Ke'en adam asher lo yechta, either b'pol or b'divor or b'machshava, and that's the bottom line. So there's no such thing as asher yaseh tamid v'lo yechta. So sabosi ani, sabosi is hasibosi panayu machshavosai b'libi. For what? The amazing thing he says is, ladas resha sechel b'holayud. I wanted to know Chochmah, its relationship to Sichlut Ma'at. Says the Ebenezer, the meaning is, what is that question? Saboti hasiboti panayu machshavotai b'libi. Ladat, im titchaber ha-chochmah v'ha-cheshbon, shu pirush machshevet ha-da'at, im ha-resha v'ha-sichlut v'ha-olivot. Is there any connection between what I see as my vision of reality and the insanity of the world around me? Is there some hitchabru? What in the world? Shlomo HaMelech has decided. I mean, really, when you read the pasuk, it sounds nutty. All of a sudden, I'm going to try out insanity. Right? So I'm going to figure out whether there's a connection of my chokhmah to a mad world. Why are you trying to find that out? What kind of stupid question is it? Not only is it not a stupid question, but this is the incredible Tzar. The Tzar says, you should know, Rav Amnuna Saba was from the greatest of, basically didn't really die. People would ask Rav Amnuna Saba very secretive esoteric issues, and they wanted him to explain it to them. First, he would first review a movie before telling them anything. Monty Python. Would you like to hear about Monty Python? No, Rebbe, not really. Well, listen.
Monty Python, 3:30 in the night.
In the morning.
In the morning. What bit of time for Monty Python? Are you so right?
Why is this that he would bedafka review a movie before agreeing to learn with that? Begin the yaite to alta lechachmata beginning. Because there would be no other way to bring to'ela to chokhmah unless he had seen insanity first. Hadahu dechtiv, and this is the pasuk in Kohelet. Yakar mi chokhmah mi kavod. Sichlut ma'at. The chokhmah has to come from the kavod of sichlut. So you have to first be able to be mechabed insanity, then you can come to kavod. Mishum deyi tikuna de chokhmata. That's the tikun of chokhmah. That's the kavod, the yikra of chokhmasa. And therefore it says, libi noeg b'chokhmah v'lechos b'sichlut. Connection between the two. That's his search. My lev is noeg b'chokhma through holding on to sichlut. Rabbi Yossi Omer, yakar mechokhma umikavod sichlut ma'at means the yikra de chokhmata, the covet of chokhma, the noedile, the beauty of chokhma, the yikra de covet de li'ela, the greatest covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, mayi, insanity. Sichlut ma'at, nuttiness, stupidity. Monty Python. You need to have that. Zair de shtuta. Al-Khazay, hold on to that stupidity. And then gali yikr de chokhmas of the covet de li'ela. That's the only way to uncover the incredible power of chokhmah. Yoter b'kol orchidama, more than anything else you will ever do, is give that movie review before you get to the chokhmah. Absolutely maddening. Absolutely maddening. So basically, what he's saying is that the only way in which it is possible to have a complete chibur of ba'os b'chem, and this is what I dedicated my search to, is there any connection? Or are we, because of our chokhmah and because of our search for das, are we hopelessly and irrevocably torn out from the world of Elam Hazeh? That was my question. And I knew that the only way that I could possibly ever arrive at a solution was to explore insanity. Insanity in the sense of shtus, of hevel. And this, of course, becomes the beautiful story in the Zohar of the magic opening to Havel Avalim, Amar Kohelet, the magic bird that took everybody through the seven Echoles. Each one of them had a higher degree of Havel Avalim, Akol Havel. And that somehow or other, anybody who doesn't realize that that's the only thing they need to know in life is an idiot, not a Talmud Chacham. You guys, you call yourself the Meir Chacham. You're the Machrivim of the world. You're not the Meir Chacham. You're the Shuyot of the door. Give me a Godel Ador who knows how to say Havel Avalim, Akol Havel. Then we're talking serious. It's like Mamish, unbelievable. But what this means is ultimately, oh, I forgot to, I had started to tell you something and then I forgot it. I'll try to record it. Trying to tell you something about the way the end goes back in the beginning and how that has to do with the Yediyah and Bechira. So remind me to make sure to tell it to you because it's part of the Inyanim of Tshuva and Nogea over here. Listen, Rabbi said, if what we're talking about is the Chochmah that comes from the nature of a consciousness that can only be the source of what has no particular structure except what it is that the commitment to La'avda V'Lashomro gives it, then you are left with a hopeless contradiction. The hopeless contradiction is that then you will always be limited of necessity by personalization. And that personalization will inevitably take you out of any real connection and love that you could have in the world. You see? Because if what you're telling me is that it's my own investment that provides the reality into which I'm investing, then you're making it impossible for me to take seriously any of the Havel Havelim that I was reduced to because of my search for das. How can I ever get outside of that? The das was the tikkun of my initial search for das created the need to fix a chokhmah through an investment in it. But I'm always left with the fact that there's nothing in this for me that doesn't come out of me. That's the problem. If I cannot find something innate about the nature of reality, which allows me to look at what is going on in the universe around me, and which I experience as blech, who would be interested in that? Why would I want that? How can I mess up my mind by Monty Python? Why would I want to expose myself to the utter ugliness and not just nuttiness, but cynicism and coldness and so on of something like that? And look at people that claim to enjoy this kind of thing and not feel just plain disgust. What? Huh? That's what in my original sense is. Better not to have existed in the first place. Exactly. The real Gan Eden. They never came to see this horrible life that I find to be so disgusting. I want to know whether what you called originally, that you could have had the whole thing and allow it to be in an invisible world to you, in which everything would work itself out without further ado, in a way that was invisible to you, but was the nature of every species development, which includes in Adam what a human species develops as, which includes the development of a brain that is capable of handling a higher order of awareness, right? Awareness. So what I need to know is, how deeply does that ability to self-organize, how deeply does it extend? If all of what I see in the world, including 70 umais, including what appears to be completely without any redeeming aspect, is only drawing its ability to exist from the nature of the love, which is the initial source of what I am looking for. That is the opportunity to be mekurav in the process of life, which is exactly what it says in the pasuk. Hema hayotzrim. These are the people that are the creators. These nafshasem shel tzaddikim are the creators. Ima melech bimelechto yashvusha. They sat there with the melech while he was creating the world. That's again the end from the beginning, and the beginning from the end. So this is nafshasem shel tzaddikim. I understand that all of that is the ultimate creation, and that's why Rava says, if tzaddikim wanted to, they could create new universes. Why not? It says, avanotechem ayu mavdilim binchem levein Elohecha. The only thing that makes you different than God is the fact of perversion. That's oven. Oven is something that is perverse. If you would be clear and everything would be the way it is, why wouldn't you create? And we do create, but we create with perversity. But to be able to create sustainable universes is part of what the tzaddikim are. And it's because of this as well. And this is something that is very, very subtle. I'll say it quickly. If you don't understand it, don't worry about it. But I just want it to be part of this so that you can come back to it. Because it's very subtle, and it will cause us to lose our place. Because I said I want to fit it in, even though I should have said it earlier. Which is this idea of Yediyah and Bechira. Interrelating what turns out to be reality at the end with the process that brings about that reality is the essence of Yediyah and Bechira, if you think about that. And it's because of that that the Rambam says, in order to do teshuva, you need to recognize that there cannot be a contradiction between Yediyah and Bechira. You need to see why that must be true. You don't need to understand how it can be true, but you need to know that that has to be reality. But the amazing thing is that the Rambam in the Mora Nevuchim acknowledges something that nobody recognizes. And that is, if you take a look at all the medieval philosophers, they're all talking about the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the measure. We're just getting started. You're going to have to call him to open the gate, yeah? Well, just give him five minutes and open the gate, or 3 minutes and open the gate. Okay, come on. So you don't need to call. Just open the gate for him in 3 minutes. Goodbye. In order for the individual himself to lead a life in which the end of the life is the definition of the beginning of his life, which is the nature of consciousness, where all the medieval philosophers are talking about what is unique about God is that hu hayodea, hu hayedia, v'hu adat atzmo, correct? Says the Rambam, that is true of all consciousness, by definition. Which means that in the end, you experience what it is that you are as what you are. It's not an external experience. It's the nature of your being, and only that way is it possible to change the past in exactly the way that you change the future. It's one reality. This, he says in the Mirna Puch. It's utterly shocking. I don't know that anybody even notices it, because it just violates like everything that everybody believes about the nature of Das. But that's the nature of Das. It's true of your Das if you achieve that level of Tikkun. So what that means is that Koheles recognizes either the input from the nature of Olam Hazeh is ipso facto going to be your involvement in development of the nature of existence as a whole, or you might as well throw in the towel. Yes, it's true that in terms of personalization of everything that you would want to personalize on the higher darga of Hanistarot, you cannot do that. That's true. And that's what I thought. Well, I can love 1,000 women. That's what he did, right? And that's what messed him up. And that's why he says, the biggest mistake of my life was thinking that I could love 1,000 women. You can't love one woman like that. Because Isha achat mikol eilat lo matzati. So you cannot utilize the universality of what it is to be alive, which should have provided, through Chochmah, a complete chibur to every wonderful thing in the world. Because you live a world of tikkun gadol. So what can you provide? Two things. One is what you provide as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. And that, astoundingly, is you provide mokom. How do you provide mokom? Destroys the makom. Hu ora, hu hoda, hu hadara. All in Yonim of Sukkot, right? That place where everyone else lives is the place that you provided them. So what are you saying? So I gave it all away to a bunch of idiots? Idiots? More idiots than you are? Because what's the other thing that you have? The other thing that you have is your little piece of life. You say, what the heck would I want a little piece of life for? Why do I want re'ei ishtecha, asher ahavta, chayim im ishtecha, sit down and have a coffee. Sit down and have a coffee. Listen, man, if you can read Monty Python, you can sit down and have a cup of coffee with your wife, okay? That's basically the point that he's making. Either there is something that is generating reality out of the simplest things that you can never understand, because they are so complex in their simplicity that you will never be able to rediscover what Simcha Shel Mitzvah means unless it's really Simcha Shel Mitzvah. You can go ahead, and I say, with Simcha Mazosa, you can turn on the orchestra to have your higher consciousness. And you know what it is? Garbage. And I'm telling you, the same orchestra, there's nothing better. Shabeach ani es ha-simcha. How is that possible? One is Simcha Shel Mitzvah. One is not Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Well, what do you mean? It's very simple, says the Rashbam. If the reason that you turned on the music was because that you recognize that out of the musical reality of Olam Hazeh, can come the Tosefet of Ruach HaKodesh, which is your job in the world. And the reason that you're doing it is because this is my place in the world. Then I say, there's nothing more wonderful. But if your search is the search for your special personalized place in which you can leave the world behind, then I say, v'schok amarti mehulal. And that simcha is l'simcha mazul. So what do you think you got out of it? Nothing but self-destruction, which happens to so many creative people. Nothing but self-destruction. And it's the same act, the same orchestra, same music. And the only question is it on the same level as the cup of coffee, or is it the way that you're arranging reality? Both of those things need to go hand in hand, says Kohelet. If you can be mitzvotav shemor, if you can be re'echa yimich mishtecha, if you can be kihu chelkecha, but I don't want a chelek. That's the problem. You don't want a chelek. But once you recognize that in the provision of the place for ma'aseh bereishis, your saving grace is that chelek that you don't understand. You can never understand because it goes way beyond. And that's the point. You think it's about the sukkah and the lulav, but it's really about the sukkah and the lulav. That's the difference. And that part is so much greater, the sukkah and the lulav that you mistook for a piece of sukkah and lulav is so much greater than you can begin to imagine. What do you know, really, about how in the world a building or a piece of a tree or a fruit could possibly lead to inyanim of tikkun of Gan Eden, the description of reality for the rest of 6,000? What is wrong with you? What do you think this is, a world of symbolism, of nonsensical religious acts? Don't you see you know nothing? But the things that you think you know nothing about, you know far more than the things you think you know everything about. That's what's so amazing. Those are the things you know nothing about. And that's what the Rambam is Ramesh to. You think that you know all about the Sukkah and Lulav on the simple level of Sukkah and Lulav, and that's where you know nothing. That is an absolutely amazing thing. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. It's those very things that I look at all of those people and I say, what a bunch of idiots wasting their time thinking about Monty Python. And here comes along Rav Abnuna Saba and says, there is no way that I can tell you anything about what you are looking for if you're not ready to listen to this stupidity. What an amazing idea. It's utterly shocking. Rav Abnuna Saba, I mean, it's utterly shocking. And this is the Zohar saying is the basis of the whole point that Kohelet is making over here. They learned out from one pasuk after another from Kohelet. Now, this is the only level in which we say, Ein chuchma, ein tvuna, ein etza neged Hashem. You want to talk about going all the way back to Ma'aseh Bereishis? You find a piece of kelayim in your bed, and take off your clothes in the middle of the street. Walk around naked. But that's how it all started. No, that's the point. It all started because your clothes were important enough to be Eitza and Tfuna and all your Chochma Neged Hashem because it was all about you. Take off your clothes. Because when it comes to the vulnerability of reality, then that's all that is left, is to be totally vulnerable to that reality. There's nothing else. So that the provision of Mokim and the way in which all of this is an act of love, this beautiful Zohar that explains where do we see that the Aveda of the Mayim is an act of love. It's absolutely astonishing. Where's the remez to the Mayim, Nisach HaMayim? There's a change in Niskehem, from Nisacheha, and Niskom, right? That takes place on the second day, on the sixth day, and on the seventh day of Yontem. And we learn out Mem Yud Mem, that's the changes in the letters, spells Mayim. Teaches you, you have to do an act with the Mayim. What does that spell, says the Zohar? Beis Vav Zayin. Beis Vav Zayin spells Boz. Boz means embarrassment. Yeah. but it's also the pasuk in Kohelet. Imitein ish et kol hon beito be'ahava. Huh? Atzvicha, Rishi Rashi. Imitein ish et kol hon beito be'ahava boz yovusuv. So then that means that all the Yumas Ha'elam can hope for the deepest love by trying to get involved in the simplest thing of the Nisuch HaMayim. Boz yovusuv. That means that its essence is kol hon beito be'ahava. That one act is like the ultimate ahava. This idea of that there's nigla v'nista, this is the entire story of hanistarot v'ashem elokeinu. This is the yodea ta'alumot. This is the way in which the Adam reaches teshuva only and specifically by recognizing how clearly he doesn't have a clue. Because the teshuva is not merely the idea of al yital el chacham v'chachmato, al yital el gibor b'gvurato, al yital el ashir b'ashor. That's the simplest thing to understand. But the deepest thing to understand is that even in terms of recognizing what it is that I messed up, I have no idea. Because anistarot Hashem Elokeinu means that the life that I have that I think I understand has so many infinite ripples that extend throughout reality, forward and backwards in time, that I haven't a clue as to what I did. I don't know what I impacted. I go about my life like an idiot, like a completely blind man, in which every simple act has the most infinity of applications, implications, consequences that extend as ripples throughout time. I mean, it's an absolutely astounding thing. A guy tells his wife, I'm in the mood, and creates thousands of lives in a future, having absolutely no idea what he's in the mood for. No, what's so funny? And it's absolutely astounding. Thousands of lives, millions of thoughts, an infinity of creation, each one a world, and then has no idea what he's talking about, what he's thinking about.
I wonder if it's possible with that awareness. It is surely the ignorance of that will allow me to make a choice.
No, and Achinami, that's how we start off. I'd be paralyzed. Right. But if you're looking for connection to a reality, it can only be an openness to those nistarot. Mm-hmm. And that is the nigla and nistar of the inyanim of Sukkah, and the willingness to utilize the simplest of moments and the simplest of things to be able to be mishtatef with the chag l'Hashem and to understand that it will work out if the teshuva is on the very essence of the fact that this is what I want to fix, not leading it. Being vulnerable, understanding that ein chokhmah ve'ein tfunah ve'ein etzah, understanding that, then it means that the tshuva itself is what the 6,000 years are about. Sof, b'sof galutah. That's the sof davar, hakol nishma. That becomes the yediyah and bechira element of the Adam internally. So the varakol nishma, because it was always there. But you say, but you didn't know. Why did I have to know now? Why did I have to know then? I know at the end, and that's all that's important. And in knowing that at the end, it means that what it was that was contributed to my separations was that entirety. Is there a deeper and a more powerful Aveda than a Shayach? You want to talk about why Sukkot is Aveda? Why what is more unimaginable than the provision of the mokan for the ultimate self, in which every tiny issue of your asiya is the only thing that matters in the cosmos? I mean, it's insane. And you talk about the little things that I do. Those are the mitzvahs. Halachas kama v'kama, the Monty Python movies. That's what's insane. It's absolutely crazy. This is what he's saying. So this is Sof Davar HaKol Nishma. That's Kias Kol Davar Elohim Yaviv HaMishpat. This becomes Im Tov, Im Ra. We never end something with Ra. And because of that, people repeat the penultimate pasuk. But in this context, Im Tov, Im Ra is viewed as one reality. That's the point. There is no such thing as Im Tov, Im Ra as a separate entity when it comes to Koelis, which is why it ends with the word Ra, because for the first time, Yotzer Uvore Ra becomes real, in which I understand that this was the opportunity of a world of a hay, which was only accessible in Sukkot itself. So what's amazing is that the very entry into the world of Tyrus comes from Sukkot. The Mokr of Tumah v'Tyra, Maaseh Bereishis, is the same Eid Yale. The Simcha v'Sesayim in Sukkot becomes Tumah v'Tyra in Hanukkah. Remember that Hanukkah is the expression of Sukkot. It takes the place of the Sukkot that we weren't allowed to have because of the Greeks. It's all about Minus and Tyra. Tuma and Tyra. Kohen Gadol, Chai Samai. And what the difference is between the Shikuts of the Avani of Yovan and the difference between absolute Tyra that you can rely on 1,000% or a Suffolk Tuma. Which is unbelievable. This is the very next step in which that or is translated into the next level of the Chanukah Samishkan. That next level of Chanukah Samishkan was the original day of the completion of the Mishkan, which here we needed to wait until after Yom HaKippurim in order to have the Chanukah Samishkan, the Bilgan Gad HaMishkan, and then the Chanukah HaMikdash that we have. It all revolves around that same Mikdash, amazingly. So that the entire period is not concluded until after. That's why the Gemara says in Sukkah, Sasein v'Simcha were the names of two minim. One was named Sasson, and one was named Simcha. And they were kidding each other about life in the future. We're going to turn you into a little water holder. It says we use Sasson for Shavtemayim B'Sasson, and so on, right? What does that have? Because that's exactly the point. The very issues that seem to be your own involvement of reality, which are the essence of Minas. What it was that the Mashiach ben David was begging not to have to deal with. That becomes the lesle migarme klum of true malchus. You're right. There is nothing personal, but there is everything that is universal. And that's the first time that life really belongs to you. Chaim sha'almimcha natatama. Kvar nisnabe alecha David avicha. Na'al sha'almimene v'yeten goyim nachalatecha. Afsei aretz, anything that you want, because once you reach that darga of chayim through the hell. It's true. It's through the hell of the experience of what it takes to become human and what it takes for humanity to become human over the entire circle of life. That and only life, only that is the type of life that can be yours. And this I pointed out to you on a number of occasions. I'll close with this nekuda. And that is that literally the very magic that was Adam Rishon's magic, finding himself in a world of Ananei HaKavod, finding himself in a world in which things just happened because you went through the steps of intelligence that made them happen and you knew nothing from mechanics. We live in a world of absolute magic, and that's what people don't understand. And it's a magic that we take for granted, which is one of the most incredible elements of Maaseh Bereishis. And that is Chochmah. It's Chochmas Adam that was given to Adam to be able to understand Maaseh Bereishis. And in that understanding, to transcend mechanics little by little, almost entirely, so that the things that we live with, everybody would have seen as magic. Literal magic. We fly through the sky. Who ever heard of flying through the sky? I mean, this was like, literally, this was the vision of magic. We speak to anyone on the planet by pushing a button. This is not magic. We see everyone on the planet by pushing a button. I sit and talk here to people on four different continents at the same time, and we're all sitting in one sukkah. How is such a thing possible? From rare earth metals that become screens and iPads. What is that? How could Adam possibly have found those kind of things that were there for billions of years before of collisions of neutron stars and all kinds of other crazy mechanisms that provided things that he should be able to be makir and then they should happen. This is normal. And people want, well, obviously, it's all part of a mechanical universe. Should it be? Would it be? Is not something surprising in the least about that to you? I mean, it's like the ultimate lo yisboshoshu. It's insanely surprising. How could such a thing be? A brain that evolves to escape predators is capable of a tfisa of the nature of the mathematics and the chokhmah, which the Rambam says is the mocker of the chibur that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is that chokhmah, which is vayipach ba'apav nishmat chayim, and we live it without yet entering the shutafut, because all we know is the shtut, and that's enough. As Rabbi Muna Saba said, well, at least you have that. And at least Koheleska was able to discover that. So that's good enough for an iPad or maybe getting to Mars. You might have to do better than that to do better than that, but it's a nice beginning. Mamish amazing. So this is literally the magic in which we live, the beginnings of the tikkun of the Maaseh Bereishis that allow us to create. It's literally the beginnings of an actual tikkun, an destruction of Ra, until it becomes so clearly meaningless that it eats itself up alive and results in a sof, in which we finally understand that it was all one story from the beginning, in which the teshuva was built in to the Maaseh Bereishis, and this is what Sukkos is all about. You think that the Simchas Beis Ashrei, what do we ever have such a thing? Tzadikim Shebeim Mayim Amrim. What about Balei Tshuva? What about Balei Tshuva? Mayim Amrim. Ashrei Ziknu Seinu. That was at least Tikkun Yalta Seinu. Right? That's what you sing at the Simchas Beis Ashrei. The Hasidim Anshei Maisa. So those who were Tzadikim all along, and those who were Balei Tshuva, what do we say? Yofi lecha Mizbeach. And really a beautiful job, Mizbeach. This is not the Briyas HaAdam that is just Mikol HaAdam Kulay. This is the Briyas HaAdam from the Mokum Kaparose of the Mizbeach. This is the not just the appreciation of Balei Chaim. It's the taking of all of life and bringing it back in terms of its own evolution from the very beginning, not only including animal life, including the very grains that provide for that life, including the very yayin that was the beginning of chait and psychotropic drugs and everything that is both destructive and open to life. Please mute yourself. Panzer, mute yourself. Dvorah?
Okay.
All of these things were actually part of what it means to be a Chag HaSukkos. That's the Arabes Rishayim. No Peres, no Tam, no Reach. That's what we put on the Mizbeach. That's the Yofi Lecha Mizbeach. Beautiful job. Just beautiful. Room for everything, right? And that's exactly where Gehelas feels that there's hope. And that's his hope. And he closes the book as a completely different person than when he opened the book. It's really amazing. And all the things that he was throwing out and saying were hopeless, and I wish I were dead, and it's better never to have been alive. The saneti et ha-chaim, I hate life, becomes in the end that which he discovers was amarti achkama v'yurechoka mimeni. It's so utterly beyond what I thought. Here I thought I was such a smart guy. All messing oneself up out of the chachma that was meant to be experienced as just Hachacham enav berosho. Instead, ech yamut hachacham imaksio. This is what we've done, but this is what we can recover. So I wish you all a happy zman of chokhmah, a happy zman of aveda, happy conclusion of din, happy sof to teshuvah, happy siyum on seder of chokhmah, happy beginnings of tyrus from the eid yalam in haaretz, in which it's beyond the keach of Adam to be shaylet on, and therefore does not contain tumah v'tayra, contains only what is, so that we should be zocha to a hesped next year, not of Mashiach ben Yosef, who we should be able to be matzil from this terrible matzah through Sefer Koheles, but a very sad hesped on the Yetzer Hara, which probably wouldn't be so bad to celebrate at the end. So I know she's okay. That's true. That's true. But it's... Right, yeah. Right, yeah. It's a very good point that Moshe's making. But the Mol Hashem Elokecha Slavovcha is not a compromise.
What's necessary for the
achievement. In other words, that is the stage. Right, that's that stage of the achievement. It's not like, okay, you guys couldn't do it, I'll take care of it for you. Right, that would be the point.
You'll be comparing and contrasting the Baish issue and how Adam didn't see what he should have seen and he chose wrong compared to Shlomo Melech needing to go through to see Havel Havelos.
I didn't see what he...
I'm saying, why didn't Adam Arishon see, Rebbe said a couple of weeks ago, this year, that he chose, and also Rebbe said it by Shulash here, that Adam Arishon chose...
He said it tonight.
Right?
I said it tonight.
Yeah, that he chose to... Wrong.
To die.
That I need to experience myself. It doesn't matter that I can do it in my head. I want to experience it. How does that compare to Shlomo Melech, who was the wisest of men, needing to go through the Havel Havelos to realize?
I'm not quite sure what you mean by how does it compare, but if what you're asking is to see the two in relationship to each other, what you need to see is that Adam couldn't get his way out of it because he did it. Shlomo could get his way out of it because it happened to him. And that's the difference. So Shlomo can begin a tikkun, and he was mevakish to be Mashiach because of that. He can begin a tikkun, which Adam Arishon can never touch. So the idea of Koheles on Sukkos is very appropriate. Because that would be a way in which it's possible to get to what Adam himself can't, because it evolves that way. Okay, gentlemen, I think that's enough. The jasmine is blossoming in the background, as you can see. Senor Bitesh, did you get my phone call today?
Oh, of course.
Thank you so much for bringing people. It's so special. Mamash, it's out at Amatzav.